Sanibonani ekuseni.
Good morning, everybody.
Njengoba sekushiwo, sithanda ukumbonga kakhulu kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngalokho akwenzayo.
As have been said, we thank the Lord so much, so much for what he's been doing.
Awu, osele usele.
Those who were left behind were left behind. But this wagon is continuing. And that is by the grace of God. It is so amazing, such a privilege to see with your eyes what God is doing. Where God's touching the lives and the hearts of people. Where God judges a person's life and the person sees, how can I stay with this thing longer in my life? And where a person reached the point, how long will I continue, so to say, walking the walk of faith, but being ruled by sin?
Abantu umuntu ahambe ayendlini yakhe ayocinga, yini elapha endlini engeyami, engamthokozisi uNkulunkulu.
And the person would go back and look and see, what in my life grieves God, in my house, is there still?
Yes, abanye bebefika nezinto bethi hayi ngoba ngithi imbi lento mangabe ngiyibuka noma ngabe DVD hayi ngoba imbi kodwa lento imbi manje ngoba idla isikhathi sami angisakwazi ukuthandaza angisakwazi ukufunda iBhayibheli ngilibele lezi zinto.
Where a person goes and say, look, this thing is in itself not bad, but this DVD has been eating my time and time I could have spent in prayer, and because of that, it is evil in my life. So in the light of that, let this rather be burned than what I burn. Lots has happened.
Ukuthi azivezele okunye kwalezi zinto ezibamba abaningi. Mhlawumbe uhleli lapha nje nawe kukhona okuqondene nawe.
I will ask our sister Jabu to just show some of the things that are troubling and that have been troubling many of us.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu okwazi ukusindisa namasathanisti.
We thank the Lord that even Satanists can take part in his grace.
Satanism is like a big drug above every other drugs. These papers that I have here with me have been given by those who have forsaken Satanism.
Njengoba abaningi bayayiqonda lento ukuthi kuphilwa ngegazi labantu kudliwa igazi labantu kudliwa inyama yabantu.
You know that such people very often live off the blood of people, live off blood itself and even the flesh of people.
Amasayini asetshenziswayo laba lawa esisuke siwanikezwa yibona uma beshiya ubusathanisti beshiya lemkhuba abaqhubeka nayo.
These are the signs that they make use of, which they bring once they break with that and turn to the Lord, stopping these rituals. There are many different signs. We're just showing a few. And something else which is really loved. This is very cheap, that's why it's easily obtainable. And And many people get hold of this, and even the children
receive this.
And when they come and they bring things to the light, turn from it, then they bring these fetishes, means which they use, and say, these, so to say, were my lovers, my young brides. And these necklaces also are used for different purposes. Now, you see, what's this necklace implying with this cross on it? Some even wear it in the churches, claiming and thinking, well, it's portraying Jesus. They say inside these crosses are snakes. And this is Satan himself, and he rules their lives. When you wear this, you claim to have a cross of Christ on you, but the spirit of Satan somehow gets into you, and it is cheap, easily bought. And they say this is something that the Christians can wear, and by that they get hold of the Christian and put them under a spell. And then these rings too. We've just taken one. We know a ring is worn by married people. There is nothing wrong in itself. But they tend to put them on all fingers. And this is the ring that, so to say, works in superstition.
Oh,
and this ring is also used, so to say, to cast a spell on someone. And you throw this ring before him because it says this ring has got a power in it and a snake in it. And they make use of them in the churches. And this specific person whom was cast with this ring had no effect on him.
Ngenxa yemfihlakalo esayimbulelwa uNkulunkulu ekhuluma ngobaba wethu baba umfundisi, uma uvuma isono ayisebenzi lemoya.
Because of the mystery and the secret of the gospel, which we received also through the Lord's servant, Reverend Stegen, that you don't sit with sin and that you part from sin. It is the revival gospel that protects us from these evil powers, and these are the means and are the tokens which they use to enslave someone through different spirits. And
how
do they make use of just a mere ring? Well, they pray over them, and they ask Satan to make use of this ring so that a spell can be cast on you, and demons will be active in your life through it.
And
it is the power of Satan to cause the Christian to live lukewarm lives, to be critical, to always be fault-finding, losing the life of Christ. And these are the things that they make use of to get hold of the Christians in the churches.
But uma uvuma izono uyabagwaza ngoba izono kungezakho uSathan. Uma uvuma izono uyabahlupha ubenze bagwazeke baze baphume kulamandla obumnyama ngoba wena uma usondela kubona uvuma izono khona umlilo onawo.
And they say that actually if you start confessing your sin, you are stabbing at them, you are hurting them, because Satan is his device. Through sinning, he enslaves a person. If you come to the Lord with your sin, then you are exposing the devil's works and harming his cause. That's why you ought not be in a church and be lukewarm. Because you will be a target for Satan, bring you evil dreams. He will bring you different spirits that will enter you and you just remain lukewarm.
Kungakho ke befika la bezophenduka bezophuma kulomoya batha ke khona amandla okukhipha kodwa ngoba ivangeli lemvuselelo kuvunywa khona isono bayakwazi ukuphuma kule nkinga yemoya kaSathan.
That's why the people come, they say, we couldn't rid ourselves of these evil spirits, but because of the gospel, the revival message of confession of sin and exposing the evil deeds, we can part with this and experience victory of Christ.
Kanti ke futhi banabaculi babo abafaka ngawo umoya kubaculi babo bese nawe uyawathanda ke lamaculo ngoba walalela ngoba vusa okuthile uma uswalalela.
And then they also have got their singers. And they try to influence you and you think, oh, what wonderful songs. And you start singing those songs and you don't know where they stem from and what the origin of these songs are.
Sibonga ivangeli leshukile elikwazi ukukhulula abantu emoyeni emibi.
We are, praise God for a gospel that is different, that will able to even overcome the powers of evil.
Ngiyaphinda ukubonga ubaba umfundisi ngoba wonke lo msebenzi wenzeke ngaye uNkulunkulu amphathisa le mfihlakalo yemvuselelo.
Once again, I thank Reverend Stegan that he was so committed in bringing us this gospel, the revival message that people are saved from all evil and sin of this world.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngalokho esesikuzwile.
Thank you so much for everything we've heard.
Ufanele ukuba sikuzwe.
We've got to hear that.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu akafuni ukuba sihambe kumnyameni.
Because it's not God's will that we should walk in darkness.
Ithezu leNkosi ukukhanya kufikele ezweni. Kodwa abantu bakhetha ukuhamba bomnyameni kunokuhamba ekhanyeni.
The Bible says the light came to this world, but the people chose the darkness rather than the light.
Ingakho uNkulunkulu esenzela umusa ukuthi mangabe kumewela ukukhulunywa amaqiniso khona sizosuka la sizwile sibuyele emuva siyokwenza umehluko sithathe lezi zinto ezisigqilazile mhlambe singaqondi ngazo.
That's why God has been so gracious to us that we can speak the truth from here and that people can go back not confused with a clear picture what should be dealt with and what not.
Bamfundisi siyabonga kakhulu.
Reverend Stegan, thank you very much.
Asazi ukuthi singathini ngawe baba.
We do not have words to say how we feel about you.
Uma le mfihlakalo yayingambulwanga ngabe sikuphi namhlanje.
If these mysteries were not revealed to you, where would we have been today?
Kodwa siyabonga baba ngokulalela kwakho uNkulunkulu. Izinto ziyakhanya ba. Evangeli wasinikeza lona licace ba. Futhi ngomusa kaNkulunkulu sifuna ukuhamba kukho lokho sifundise khona baba.
But we thank the Lord, Reverend Stegan, that God revealed the truth crystal clear to you, and that we received from you a plain and simple gospel, and we thank you for that. And that's why we would like Reverend Stegan to pray for us before we proceed.
Siyabonga Nkosi.
Thank you,
Lord. Usiphe ugo uvangeli lo elisikhululayo.
For having given us this gospel that sets us free.
Ukuba sinqobe nokunqoba.
That we can be more than conquerors.
Iba nathi ke Nkosi ukuba kukho konke likhazimulise igama lakho.
Be with us now, Lord, that through everything your name will be glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
Siyabonga.
Thank you very much.
Umpostoli Paul uthi anginamahloni ngaleli ivangeli.
The Apostle Paul says, I am not ashamed of this gospel.
Ngokuba lingamandla.
Because it is the power of God.
Indaba enkulu nemfihlakalo enkulu kuleli ivangeli ukhona amandla emfihlakalo afihlwe kulona.
The mystery of this gospel is that it contains a hidden power in it.
Kwase kwambulwa insindiso ukuba amehlethu avuleke sibone izinto ngendlela eziyona.
God's power, so that we are enlightened, that we can see clearly, and we don't walk in the darkness and end up falling in holes. God gave us light through this gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul, the Apostle Paul, could say, I am not ashamed, I am not embarrassed with this gospel. This is the power that separates man from sin. And that's why many people are stuck and found that they do things that they do not want to be doing, and they think things that they do not want to be thinking. But this power of God saves them and makes them free.
And
this just shows us afresh that if we allow God his place, how he sets us free and how he works in our lives. And we saw how when God worked through his power and the power of this gospel of his, how Paul would go from place to place and how at every place God would work.
Abantu bephenduka bevuma izono zabo, iguqula impilo yabo.
People repented. They confessed their sins, and they brought the things they had to be burned. This we find in Acts chapter 19.
Isenzo zabapostoli sahluko seshumi nesishiyagalolunye.
Acts chapter 19.
Asiqala ukufunda lapha yana incwadi eveseni leshumi nesikhombisa.
And we'll be reading from verse 17.
Lokho kwezwakala kubo bonke abakhileyo eFeso, abaJuda namaGreki. Ukwesaba kwabehlela bonke. Ladunyiswa igama lenkosi uJesu.
And this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, and fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was extolled.
Nabaningi kwabakholwayo beza bezivuma bazibeka izenzo zabo.
Also many of those who were now believers came confessing and divulging their practices.
Kepha abaningi kubo ababenza imilingo babuthela ndawonye izincwadi zabo bazishisa phambi kwabo bonke bahlanganisa amananazo bafumana ukuthi izinhlamvu zesiliva eziyizinkulungwane ezingamashumi ayisihlanu.
And a number of those who had practiced magic arts brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted the value
of
them. And they counted the value of them and found it to come to 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord continued to increase and prevail mightily. Let's end reading there. What especially touched me these days? That which we read in the Word of God, as we've read here, we saw that actually happening in front of our very eyes.
Sikubone kwenzeka phambi kwamehlo ethu, sibona abantu besibazi ukuthi bangabazalwane, umoya kaNkulunkulu usubathintile, bakhipha izinto, baletha izinto, bathi nazi lezi zinto ezisibambezelayo singaqhubeki nje ekholweni.
God speaking to people, to Christian brethren, and God touched their hearts about certain things they possessed and they had, and they brought that to be burned. Oh, you know the things that are capturing people these days are things they look at and things they hear.
But
what captures the youth are things they look at, what they hear, but not just the youth, all the people as well.
Kanti sezimbambile lezi zinto sekumbambile okulalelwayo sekumbambile okubukwa ngamehlo ithombe lezo.
And you will find brethren sitting in church but they don't make progress, and meanwhile it is these things they've been looking at and listening at.
Kodwa uma bebudedela belivumela izwi likaNkulunkulu usebenze empilweni zabo aqala ukusebenza uNkulunkulu ukukhomba izinto bathatha lezi zinto baziletha nanga amabhuku asibambile.
But if they allow God to come and work and speak to them, then they bring these books and the different things they've been listening to, and they bring it to be given to be burned.
Satan uhlakaniphile kuvilapha ukufunda uzama ngendlela zonke ukuthi lokho okubukwa ngamehlo novilapha ukufunda kodwa uzokubuka lokho okubukwayo.
And the devil work, you may be lazy to read, to sit and read, but he still catches you with other things that you easily can look at and listen to.
Nawuhle lapha nje uyaqonda ukuthi yini lenekubambile kulokho kubukwayo yini lokho yini lene kubambile kulokho kulalelwa ngendlebe.
And you, as you are seated here, know what it is that's holding you back, what you've been looking at and what you've been listening to.
Isikhathi esiningi abantu abaningi bahamba bayela kuthengwa khona kuma bookshop, kodwa isikhathi esiningi manje akusadingi uhambe ibanga uyothenga isitolo sephaketheni lakho.
Often people go to bookshops to buy the things they want to look at, but actually nowadays most of it you don't have to go and buy, it's in your pocket.
Baningi abantu abasha ababanjwe lezi zinto. Ama phone mahle kodwa umonakala wenzile umonakala abhubhise ngaba abantu abaningi. Ipornography ithombe zabanqiqa abanqunu hayi ukuthi ithombe nje ukubona ukwenzeka kwezinto njengoba namhlanje kuthiwa hayi ingane kuhle ukuthi ifundiswe ngo sex education into le ekhulunywa ngayo kumanje futhi abafuna ukuthi iqhubeke kusebenze kwenzeke noma ngabe ingane na 7 years 8 years isesikoleni isingafunda ngalezi zinto ungayibuza siyapi ezweni lakithi.
And very often our young people are being taken captive by this thing, cell phones. It is good, but many of them use it and get captured there, become captive there because of watching pornography. And nowadays they've got this explicit comprehensive sex education.
Kodwa sibonga ivangeli, sibonga izwi likaNkulunkulu elinamandla elimahlulelayo umuntu noma ubecindezela ethi lento ufuna ukuyigqiba uNkulunkulu ayiveze uNkulunkulu ayambula obala athi sengihlulekile ukuyifihla sekumele ukuba ngiveze obala nakho okungibambezelayo ngingamkhonza uNkulunkulu.
But we thank God for the power of God that in spite of a person being held captive by these things, he breaks into that darkness, shines with his light, points out exactly what's wrong, and the person can deal with it.
Aw, abantu abasha, ngane zesikole, senzwe emaholidini manje. Abafunda la, sebezosuka la, baye emakhaya ngasemakini, niyovakashela abantu. Ihlobo zakho ivakashelayo ziyamazini uNkulunkulu. Ihlobo zakho ivakashelayo uzoba ukukhanya yini kuzona. Ukuba bangakufumbi lezi zinto ezingasile, ulazi wena iqiniso ukuthi uma ngike ngabuka lezi zinto noma kanjani ngizokufa ngokomoya.
Oh, you young people, the holidays are coming up. You'll be leaving to your homes. Tell me, your family members, where you'll be going to stay, are they spiritually sound and saved? Is it safe to be with them and what you'll be exposed to when you go there?
Abanye babona izinto ezinzima, babuka izinto zocansi, into abangakafinyeleli kubona bona ngobuncane babo, kodwa wabona sebazokhula kunabazali babo. Hayi lokhu kuyasifundisa ukuthi thina abazali siphaphame ukuthi izingane mazisendlini zisendlini zenzani zibukane zilibele yini.
And some will be looking at things that belongs to the marriage bed, sexual things, and they end up watching details and all kinds of things that in the end they know more than their parents, and they get captured and swallowed up with that.
Kodwa ngesikhathi abapostoli lapho belizwa izwi likaNkulunkulu, izwi likaNkulunkulu lambula izinto, basebethatha lezi zinto bayoyibeka phambi kwabapostoli, bebeka incwadi amabhuku lawo, bebona ukuthi abakwazi ukuthi bahlangane nenkosi bebe behamba nalezi zinto.
But in the time of the apostles, these people come and they brought these things and they brought it to the light and they realized that they had to break and separate with these things.
Simanga ukubona abantu bekhululeka
And we thank God for his freedom, where a person realizes, in this area, I've been set free. But when you're stuck in these things, you don't have a desire to read your Bible or to pray. You don't have time to spend in prayer and reading God's word and being with the Lord because you're caught up with these things.
Now, Gumbes.
Here's a knife.
Ubano bengaba namandla ukuthi aphuce umuntu lombese lombeso obulala abantu.
Who had the power to take this knife from a person which used it to kill people?
Kade ngibuka le ngqovela le. Ngibuka lento. Yini lento?
And here is this Dacha pipe.
Hubbly bubbly. Hayi. Eh pipe lensangu lehle.
Some people say, no, it's a Dacha pipe here.
Angazi ukuthi bayiculisa kanjani, bayisefe kanjani bese bayidonsa ke la. Likhulu leli pipe. Uma uzodonsa intuthu ephuma la, ungacabanga nje ukuthi kaze kunjani ekhanda lomuntu.
And with such a massive pipe, I don't know what you can all stick in there. And you can imagine what it does to your brain when you smoke that. Here's another one, another pipe. Many things that take people captive. This is a pot, a clay pot. But this is a Zulu pot that's specifically used by the Sangomas and the Nyangas. You see this piece of wood with a fork. And this is not just an ordinary stick. It's being used to stir and then it speaks. The devil speaks to people.
And
then they drink the stuff in here and they vomit. And it enables them to be loved by girls and men. Here's another idol. It has a cross, but with all these things, it's being used by Satanists. And here's an ointment. It looks like just ordinary Vaseline. But be careful when you buy these unusual things. They may catch you and keep you from reading your Bible. Here's some more. If you want a job, there are some medicine in the bottle. And if you take the contents in that bottle and you wipe it against your face, around your eyes and so, and you go to an employer, a potential employer, then it gives you favor with the person and the person just loves you and gives you a job.
bengafuni nokudla baphelelwe appetite yokudla uyazi ukuthi badlani babe nothando lokudla imhlabathi.
Some people, if they go around with these things, they lose their appetite altogether. What do they want to eat? Soil.
Uzofica indongeni la umbiwe hawube kwenzwane kulolu donga hayi bayalibanga futhi babanga ukuthi bakhele inhlabathi ukuze kube ukudla kwabo kuyakhombisa nje ukuthi baqhutshwa amademoni uqobo lwawo.
And you will find certain places where they dig out a hole. What do they do with the soil they get? That's medicine that they use.
Kuningi kakhulu nakho okunye okunjengosungulo kwaza abantu bulala abantu ngakho lokhu mase behlangene nevangeli abantu bakulethe bakulethe njengoba kwakwenzeka kubapostoli.
Another weapon they use to stab people with and to harm, do harm.
Njengoba ekuvezile lapho anjabu amajewelry lelawa akhona la imgexo le imgexo enama sign imgexo enayinombolo kuyakhomba nje ukuthi mawigaxa lento sebeyakwazi inombolo yakho kwaSathane.
Yes, jewelry, but it's jewelry with a number on. And if you use the wear this jewelry, you're under the power of the devil.
Ngenxa yesikhathi sengizomala ngoba na dokotela uphethe wakhe umgodla naye kuba sikhombise ezinye izinto esimangalayo uNkulunkulu umsebenzi yakhe ayenzayo phakathi kwethu.
Due to time, we'll just quickly run through the rest. Here's a book about detailed sex.
Ngayincwadi ekhuluma ngezocansi.
The marriage bed is a small part of marriage.
Indaba yasekamelweni kwabantu abashadile kuyindawo encane nje maqondana nokushada.
But even married people read this and they get obsessed with sex.
Ngisho nabantu abashadile mabefunda bebuka izithombe ezilana. Hayi kube ngathi impela bayiziqando ngendlela abayiyona sebevukwe izinkanuko.
And the marriage bed dominates their whole life.
Bese ke inkonzo yombhede ibabuse sebebuswa yiyo.
Some of these things you will see there being burned are innocent.
Ezinye zalezi incwadi ezoshiswa lapha yana incwadi esingathi azinankinga.
But it's because of the way the person got hold of that thing that makes him not want to keep that thing. It might have been in an illegal way, he might have stolen it or anything.
Kodwa ezinye izinto abantu indlela abayithole ngayo kuyindlela mhlambe bayithole ngokuthi zebiwe noma badayiswele abanye abantu ngendlela eshibhile.
Parents, here's another innocent magazine.
Bazali naye incwadi engenankinga.
Popular Mechanics.
Kuthiwa iMechanics ejwayeleke kakhulu.
But there you see a face that's of the face of a demon.
Kodwa nakho la kunesithombe sibonakalayo ukuthi isithombe sedemon.
It's speaking about UFOs and so to say creatures from outer space.
Bekukhulunywa ngezithombe nakho konke okunye okuthiwa kula emkhathini.
Parents, page through the innocent magazines which your children buy. Page through it and look what's the contents of it.
Bazali buksisane o magazine ingane bathengayo buksisane ukuthi azinazeqini phakathi.
This is, seems to be very good.
Nakho okunye kubonakala ngathi kuhle.
It's a DVD about a very well-known missionary.
Kwe DVD lona yomuntu owaziwayo a missionary.
Gladys Aylward, she went to China.
Gladys Aylward, owayale China.
But what did Hollywood do?
Kodwa abase Hollywood benzeni bona?
They threw a romantic story into the movie.
Bathathe bafake isinyi indaba ekhuluma ngezothando bakufaka phakathi laba base Hollywood.
That is Hollywood.
Hollywood
ngiyaziwa ngalo. The theme of Hollywood is boy meets girl always. They had the movie called The Inn of the Six Happiness.
But
the And this missionary was still alive. They invited him to come for the first time they showed it. And they portrayed her as having had a romantic relationship with a Chinese general. She was so upset with it. Because it's false. That she stood up and she walked out and she refused to speak to the reporters about this film. So upset she
was.
Be careful that the books your children read about, so to say, godly missionaries, that is not being added on to and all kinds of romantic
stories.
You know that girls are not easily caught into pornography. Out of every 3 people that look at pornography, 1 is a girl, and actually out of every 4 and 3 are men.
Kuthwa kwabathathu emantombazaneni kulakhonjiswa khona ngezithombe zabanqono, ungathola ukuthi ababili babambekile kodwa khona osilele. Mabe u 4 Lababa ufoku abafana ungathola ukuthi abathatha abafana ababambeka kulento lezocansi.
But how do they drag girls into pornography?
Kodwa akamantombazana wona bawadonsa kanjani ke kwezocansi na?
They have romance. They've got a romantic story, a love story.
Bafaka lezi ndaba ezothando ezimdonsayo zimnonosela umuntu.
And then the girl sits and she dreams about marriage and getting a boyfriend and falling in love.
And
in the process, she makes contact with a real raw pornography and she gets caught in
there.
Due to time, I'm skipping some things. Here's lipstick. Here's a book that is very popular. Spud, the Madness. It's about a young boy. But it's full of evil stuff, but it's read very popular with the young people. This is a dress that were used by a prostitute that she brought in. When she got converted, she said, "I don't want to keep anything from the old life." Here's a book about same-sex attraction. Making heroes out of homosexuals. If God has created you as a man, every cell in your body is man. Whether it's a skin cell or hair or heart
or
lungs, the stamp of a man is in each one of them, and you cannot change it by getting breasts and all kinds of things.
owakhwe ngazo izo lezo etholakala kuwena noma ungashintsha wena uzakhela amabele noma ngandlelani uzenzela okwakho.
Violent videos.
Nansi video lena enodlame phakathi.
Young people are troubled with violence, especially in traffic.
Baningi abantu ababhashiwe la kulezi zinto ezithombe lezi mafilimi lawo odlame.
Cigarettes.
Oh sigaleti.
The attraction of cigarettes scientifically is stronger than the attraction of any other drug.
Usigaleti ngokwesayensi indlela odonsa ngayo abantu indlela abakwenze ngayo iba ihamba phambili kunale ongayithola khangiswa ngama drugs.
Stacks of cell phones here.
Inqwaba yama cell phones alana.
And then this is a Black Mary lucky charm.
Nakhuke ukuthanda.
But it's a Black Mary.
Kuthiwa Black Mary.
Kusho ukuthi uMaria umnyama. Black Mary.
uMaria umnyama.
Black Mary lucky charm.
Kusho ukuthi uMaria umnyama othanda.
And then this is green stuff.
Nansi insangu la.
Nothing does as much harm to your brain as dacha.
Ayikho into eyingozi ebuchosheni bakho eyingozi ukudlula insangu.
Dacha changes the structure of your brain and it will never be the same again.
Insangu iguqula isimo sobuchopho bakho abusoze phinde buyele endaweni.
20 years from now, your brain will still not be the same after you've smoked
dacha. I
think this is all that I have. We thank the Lord. That's why we say, the gospel is victorious. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ conquers. And we thank God for this place,
KwaZisabantu,
where people can come, receive help, and be set free from these
things.
And people are changed, their lives are changed, their homes are changed because of Christ's victory and changes in their lives.
Kushukuthi ngenxa yesikhathi sesizoma la ingxenye yesibili enkonzo iqhubeke ngale lapho sizobona khona kushiswa lezinto ngoba esikuphethela kumbalwa nje okuningi sizokubona ngale egroundini lele ngale ngasesitolo la sizobona khona.
So the second half of the service will be continuing in the sports ground there next to the school. We'll be having the fire service.
Sizocela ukuba khambe ngale ndlela.
And it should go like this.
So cela ukuthi abantu bamela ngaphezulu ngasemgwaqweni kukhona into ebekwe lapha yana kuba sivikeleke singaweli ngale kufuneke sibe ngalathina kwakho lokho kusivikelayo khona sobona kahle konke kwenzeka phansi sizobona kahle siphezulu.
And we've requested everybody to stand at the top. There's a barrier to clearly indicate to you up to where you can stand, so that nobody needs to go down to where the fire is burning and everybody can see clearly from the top.
Sizocela futhi ubaba ukuthi asize asiphethele lengxenye yalapha.
Can we ask Reverend Stegan to close for us this section?
Siyabonga Nkosi ukubona imsebenzi yakho isebenzayo emkhulu. Sicela ukuthi ube nathi manje usigcine. Sivikele kukho konke okubi. USathane angatholi indawo. Sikuphilele njalo. Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for the great work that you've done and that we could witness. And we pray that it will not stop here. Amen.